Today, automakers are reporting a strong rebound in sales figures from last February. Two new models getting a lot of attention this year are GM's Volt and the Nissan Leaf, both battery-powered vehicles. But for electric cars to generate more sales than buzz, Americans will have to see them as a practical alternative to gas guzzlers. WNYC's Ilya Meritz brings us this view from an early adopter in the suburbs north of New York City.
Think about it. A car you plug in at night, the same way you charge a cell phone. For decades, this has been the drawing board dream of engineers and environmentalists. Now, electric cars are starting to actually appear on the roads. And this guy has one.
I am Eric Rothbard, and I am an attorney in White Plains, New York, and I live in West Nyack, New York.
In a very nice suburban split level. In the garage, there's a silver Chevrolet Volt. It's a sporty, vaguely futuristic four-door. First thing Rothbard says, you have to learn how to charge it.
Now, this looks like a phaser from, like, Star Trek or something.
It's true. The plug looks more like a space-age pistol than what's at the end of your hairdryer.
It just snaps right in. Push it in a little harder. There we go.
To fully charge a battery takes about 4 hours. But Rothbard has already been driving this morning, so when we step inside, the car's battery life is around 80%. Pressing the on button still gives Rothbard a big kick.
It's great. I love toys.
And we're off, headed towards his office in White Plains, 14 miles away. Eric Rothbard is seriously into cars. A few years ago, he helped GM do research for a hydrogen vehicle. Now they've asked him to test drive the Volt. But he's also testing an idea that Americans can learn new habits, like plugging in the car at night instead of visiting the gas station. While it drives pretty much like a regular car, a few things set this vehicle apart. For one, it's really quiet. Also, there's this dashboard computer screen feeding Rothbard a constant stream of icons and graphs telling him about the car's performance in real time.
The first screen here gives you more of a summary of what you're doing. So, for instance, I've driven so far on this charge, I've driven 4.8 miles. This green circle is really a pie chart that shows...
Frankly, all this information is a little dizzying, but one feature stands out.
The last tab here is energy efficiency.
The car is telling Rothbard how much he's taxing the battery. Hit the accelerator, your score goes down. Turn off the climate controls, your score goes up. Like a cell phone, you try to conserve power so the device lasts longer.
If you notice, my driving style only hit 65%. My climate is up on comfort, so I've not been babying the car today.
Traffic is light. In a matter of minutes, we've crossed the Hudson and are heading into White Plains. But by the time we reach Rothbard's office, there's hardly any juice left in the battery. But we don't stop. No, because the car has a backup feature for just this situation.
We're on 1 mile of range, so any moment now, this thing is going to switch to gasoline.
When electric power runs out, the Volt runs on gas, so it's not a zero-emissions vehicle. But it also means the driver isn't confined to the 40 or so miles you can get on a single battery charge. Rothbard says he's only made a few visits to the gas station, and his average mileage
is 112 miles per gallon.
5 times better than the average passenger car. As we switch to gasoline, the screen's green battery icon is replaced by a blue gas tank.
Oh, there we go.
As cute and as cutting edge as this car is, electrics face some real obstacles. A recent study by J.D. Power and Associates concluded that with a price tag on average $5,000 higher than comparable gasoline-fueled cars, the pool of potential electric vehicle buyers will be restricted to people like Rothbard, high earners who worry about climate change and are dependent on foreign oil. What's more, there aren't nearly enough public charging stations. Rothbard takes me to the only one he knows at a GM research facility in the town of Ardsley. In the parking lot, he bumps into a friend.
How are you? This is Stephen Marlin. He is my driver relationship manager.
Stephen Marlin is the Volt driver liaison for the New York region. He sees the Volt gaining traction in a swath of suburbia surrounding New York City like a donut. But inside the city, even with more than 24 public charging stations, electric cars are a tough sell.
Manhattanites, I think, because they don't have garages, you do need this public charging stations. The majority of people are going to be like Eric, where you have a garage at home.
In his last State of the Union address, President Obama said he wants to see 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2015. Pie in the sky? Could be. Then again, not long ago, to most Americans, a phone wasn't something you plugged in at night. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.
Want to see an electric vehicle up close? Take a video tour with Eric Rothbard at WNYC.org.